Invent the real you. Way back when Robin Williams was an up-and-coming comedian, he auditioned for the first TV role, Mork and Mindy. He played an alien stuck on Earth named Mork, who lived with a human, Mindy, and he showed up to the audition in character. He sat in his chair upside down. He interacted with the pre-audition staff in character. He got the part and the rest is history. Another actor did the same thing. This young kid auditioned for a movie with Richard Gere back when nobody knew who he was. His character was a weird kid who allegedly murdered a priest. The actor showed up in character and got the part. The actor was Ed Norton, who later became a superstar. One weird idea from NLP is to not use the verb be. Be is kind of like an equal sign. Like if you say, I am hungry, it's kind of the same as believing you and hunger are one and the same. From the NLP standpoint, it's better to say, I'm feeling hungry right now. It supposedly helps to remove any temporary or false labels we have about ourselves. I am shy. I am stupid. I am short. I am tall. I am an introvert, extrovert, etc. I am unattractive. In reality, you or anybody else isn't anything. You are the river you cannot step into twice. You behave differently around different people. Even one famous philosopher said that justice often boils down to what the judge had for breakfast that morning, which means you can be anybody to anybody. People can only judge you by your behavior. Nobody can see the real you. Not even you can see the real you. Because there is no real you. Who is the real you right before you bust a nut into that hot lady you've been chasing for weeks? Who is the real you when you finally pass your exam that gets you that certificate that gets you that extra pay? Who is the real you when you finish the lawn project and you have a celebratory shot of whiskey? Who is the real you when you want to approach but chicken out? Who is the real you when you suck at free throws and miss 9 out of 10? Who is the real you after you've been practicing and make 9 out of 10? Who is the real you after you've been practicing some very specific communication skills that get you adored by strangers? The real you, if you ever figure out who that is, can create whatever behavior you want to get whatever results you want. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.